Hello, it's Dr. Jeff with another episode of Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at EuropharmaUSA.com. This episode, we will welcome another amazingly knowledgeable guest from the health, medical, and nutrition field, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. So you don't want to miss this episode. Stay tuned.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Blood sugar. It's that wondrous stuff that fuels your energy and you need a continual supply to carry out your daily tasks. But when there's too much sugar circulating through the bloodstream on a steady basis, it can lead to insulin resistance, a condition that, when combined with other factors like high blood pressure and unhealthy cholesterol levels, puts you at high risk of developing metabolic syndrome. Today, we'll be talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and I will both be discussing the skinny on what metabolic syndrome is and why it could set you up for a future heart attack, type 2 diabetes, colorectal cancer, or even dementia. We'll also learn about some natural ways that we can prevent or even reverse metabolic syndrome starting today. Little background on my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is the author of the popular free smartphone app, Cures A to Z, and of the best-selling book, From Fatigue to Fantastic, and the complete guide to beating sugar addiction, and the fatigue and fibromyalgia solution. He's the lead author on 4 studies on effective treatment for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Dr. Teitelbaum does frequent media appearances, including Good Morning America, CNN, Fox News Channel, The Dr. Oz Show, and Oprah and Friends. He lives in Kona, Hawaii. And I want to remind you, one thing you don't want to forget to do is visit his website, endfatigue.com. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. How are you today?
Awesome, Jeff, and great to be with you. So we're going to teach people today, are you a sugar addict? And people often ask me, I wonder if I'm a sugar addict. And like most other addictions, by the time we're asking the question, the answer is yes. Yeah. But the good news, Jeff, is you really can have your cake and eat it too. It's possible to enjoy sugar. And we're not going to talk about, we're not trying to take candy from babies here today. And, if people who know me know that I consider one of the most important health foods in the world to be chocolate. If you eat a little square of chocolate a day, it's 25 times more likely to be associated with a lower risk of heart attack than taking cholesterol medications. So just to put that in perspective.
Wow.
So I'm not against sugar, but if you find you get the cravings and you're basically not eating it just because of the simple pleasure, we're going to teach you how to get rid of the sugar addiction. There's 4 types of sugar addicts. We're going to teach you in a quick, simple way to tell which type you are and then how to make the addiction go away so you can enjoy sugar in your dessert in moderation and savor it instead of having it for your main dish and triggering metabolic syndrome and heart attacks.
Now, today, sugar is talked about by everybody. Most people use sugar. People will tell me every day that they are best friends with sugar, and I think a lot of us have a tendency to really have a close relationship with sweets, and many of us do go over the edge. But I like the idea of you saying that we can have a healthy balance, and we may not have to give it up completely.
Absolutely. And again, know yourself, because some people are all-or-nothing people, and if you're that way, that may be your nature. My wife, for example, hasn't had any sugar for over 20 years. She just won't do it. Or me, for example, if we're out for dinner and there's chocolate cake to die for, and you're out with another couple, we'll get one dessert, and I'll just have a couple bites. Because know this, especially if we're getting near the holidays and things along those times. If you have the first bite or two that you have is where you get most of the pleasure. After that, your taste buds are saturated. But what most people do is they go up to the serving dish with the cake or whatever, and they take a big hunk of it, and they're so busy feeling guilty, they don't even taste it as they inhale it. And now this whole big slice is gone, and they haven't even tasted it, so they've got to have some more. And, so get rid of the guilt. Take a small portion, walk away from the serving dish. You will find that as long as you have a couple bites in your plate, you can walk anywhere in the world Otherwise, that magnet of the serving dish is like you're attached to your knees and elbows, and you can't break away. But if you have some in your hand, that's your free pass. You can go anywhere. And then walk away from it, and then savor it with no guilt.
You know, my grandmother...
20 minutes later, you want more? Go back and get seconds.
My grandmother used to always say, take two bites of your dessert, put down your fork, wait 5 minutes, and you'll probably find you don't want any more. And this was 50 years ago. So it's so funny she had that mentality.
Your grandma was wise, because it takes that 5 to 15 minutes for the stomach to send the signal to the brain that it's satiated.
And you know most people are too busy woofing things down so quickly that the brain and the stomach rarely have time for conversation.
Until it gets mad at you and says, you're going to pay attention now. Arrgh, it's reflux. Yeah. So, you know, it's simple things. And pleasure is good. I love pleasure. And it's a very good thing. You know, if you can, and we're just going to teach you how to enjoy it in a healthy way. So, you know, for those of you who are sugar addicts, let's go through, Jeff, the four different types of sugar addiction.
Okay.
So people can tell, and it's not uncommon to have several of these. When you find that you have all four of them, you're usually getting ready to roll into what's called fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. Those are warning signs. But when you take a look, and what I want to do, in fact, Jeff, let's take a moment to start with metabolic syndrome first, and we'll talk about how to get rid of the sugar addiction that drives it.
Okay.
So for the listener, metabolic syndrome is when you have a combination of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, probably a spare tire around your gut, and either prediabetes or overt diabetes. So that's the mix. So a lot of you will find that you or a family member have that. And if you want to take care of the metabolic syndrome, there's a couple of simple things for that. One is to get rid of the sugar excess, and we'll talk about how to do that and keep your pleasure. There are herbs. There's a wonderful herb called Tintonia latiflora. The brand name is called Sucontrol D. You can find that at your health food store. So Sucontral, and then capital D. Wonderful herb that will increase your insulin sensitivity and help your blood sugar control stay nice and healthy the way it belongs. You also want to get vitamin D, so go for walks in the sunshine. That makes a big difference. And you have this advice to avoid vitamin D and sunshine. And we're going to look back 50 years from now, and the little kids are going to be asking their moms when they, you know, hear about this in school, that they said to avoid sunshine. They're going to say, were they crazy? Mm-hmm. And the mothers will go, yes, dear. Mm-hmm. You know, the current advice to avoid sunshine is contributing to estimated over 10,000 extra cancer deaths each year. It is literally insane. If you take a look at the scientific literature. So get your sunshine. So enjoy sunshine, just don't burn. So you don't have to slather in sunscreen unless you're going to be out to the point where you're going to get burnt. If you're going to get sunburnt, then put on the sunscreen. And the walking also helps. The exercise makes a big difference. For men, you want to optimize testosterone level. Men go through menopause, just like women go through menopause. And if you're having low libido, other things aren't working as well, you're feeling more depressed, you may want to consider, if you see your blood pressure going up, blood sugar going up, cholesterol going up, those are signs that your cholesterol is going down. In which case, bioidentical testosterone from a holistic doctor can be very helpful. In women, it's the opposite. Too much testosterone will cause metabolic syndrome. So if you're growing face hairs, and acne, things like that, you want to look at things to lower the testosterone in women. And then another supplement that's really heart healthy that will help protect the heart. So the Sucontrol D will help maintain healthy blood sugars. But the red wine or grapeseed extract, if you're not a wine drinker, very, very heart healthy. I like a product called Clinical OPC. Because most grapeseed extract is made from the cheaper extracts that are a large molecule, and they just don't work in the body. They don't get absorbed out of your gut, into your body. So the only brand that I'm going to use, if I'm either going to drink red wine or I'm going to take Clinical OPC. And those are some very good ways to go ahead and take care of the metabolic syndrome. Red rice yeast, also very good if your cholesterol is high. But, you know, cutting out that sugar, and the sugar, low fiber, high sugar, that's the big driver. So should we go ahead and teach people how to tell the sugar addiction type and how to make it go away?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's start with number one. Sugar addict type one are people who are fatigued. You just don't have the energy, and you reach for sugar as an energy loan shark. And that's what it is. So you feel better for about a half hour to an hour, and then suddenly the loan shark collects and you crash. So how do you make healthy energy? It's really easy. We have what you call the SHINE protocol. You optimize sleep, hormones, treat infections, nutritional support, exercise. In our study of people with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, these are the worst energy crisis that there is in the world. What we found was that 91% of people improved with an average 90% increase in quality of life by using the SHINE. In those cases, just exercise is able. But if you go ahead, start with this. Get a really good multivitamin. I would take something like Clinical Essentials, which is an awesome multivitamin, especially if you have sensitive stomachs. Take that. Take one scoop of ribose in the morning with it. You do that in the morning for your energy. And at nighttime, take healthy Z's and Anxiocalm for sleep. Because either one or both of those together, you'll be sleeping like a puppy. Make time for 8 to 9 hours sleep a night. And you say, 9 hours? What kind of insane glutton gets 9 hours? Well, that used to be the average night's sleep until light bulbs were invented 135 years ago. The average American got 9 hours sleep a night, and that's what your body needs. That's what it thrives on. So make time for sleep. Take the morning, the multivitamin in the morning. You're going to find that your energy will improve a lot. And a simple trick, Jeff, on our website at endfatigue.com, there's a free quiz called the Energy Analysis Program. Take the quiz. It will analyze and teach you how to optimize energy tailored to your case. So it's a really easy thing for people to do. And you'll find you're just going to feel dramatically better. And when you don't have the fatigue, you're not going to be reaching for the sugar as an energy loan shark.
Question for you real quickly. You know, there was a time when we used to talk about old age diabetes, and it was something that most of us figured it was nothing we ever had to deal with because we were too young. We were 30s and 40s. It was never going to be affecting us. And of course, those walls came down. How much of the present day diabetes situation and sugar problems are just because of our diet? Because some people say we're genetically predisposed to these things. How much of it is environment?
What a crock-a-hooey.
Thank you.
You know, if you take a look, there's a wonderful book, Diseases of Western Illness. It was written in the 1950s by the Harvard University Press. And what they did is they had anthropologists who went around the world. And what they found is when you went to a third world country before the Western diet was introduced, diabetes is rare, colon cancers are rare, gallstones are rare, all these different illnesses, heart attacks are rare. And you saw them, but they were really, really rare. And now, and then about 20 years after Western diet was brought into the country, all those things started to skyrocket. So now become the number one causes of death would be the heart attacks. With diabetes running a close one in there. And now we're looking at 1 out of 4 Americans estimated to get diabetes. It's 140 pounds of sugar per person per year dumped into it in food processing. That's 18% of our calories. That's insane. And it's just toxic. And it's funny, the stories are coming out now in the news that the sugar industry paid the researchers, including ones at Harvard, if I understand right, to actually make up and misrepresent the data to leave people thinking that the sugar was okay. So basically, it was murder for money. And we've seen this in the drug industry a lot. So we're seeing it now with the food industry, too. The bottom line is that in excess, the sugar is very toxic. So, again, you want to save it for the dessert, have small amounts, like your grandma said, have a couple bites, savor it, wait 5 minutes, and pick up the fork again.
Okay. You know, I think the thing that just, you know, kind of sets you back on your heels is so many of these things that we talk about today, we have been told and we have been hit with fear and we have been told that it's all or nothing. And many of us have been told that there is no coming back once we've reached these unhealthy states. And I'm sorry to say.
Utter crock, Jeff.
I agree with you.
Yeah. The body is a wonderful tool for establishing homeostasis. If we give it what it needs and get out of its way, it knows how to get itself back to health. And, you know, it used to be, when I was a kid, the Madison Avenue execs had the mantra that sex sells. You wanted to sell cars or something, you know, expensive. You had pretty girls and handsome guys in the commercials, and, you know, the people went out and bought it. Now the mantra in the media is fear sells. They figured the news used to be a half hour a night, and it was actually news. Now it's 24 hours of editorial, and they figure, how can we get people to watch 24 hours a day? It's like, we'll scare them to death. Yeah. So they make stuff up. And I'm on Fox. I'm on CNN. I'm on, you know, and God bless them. They're all nice people. But it's a dramatization. It's not reality. It's made up. And if you think I'm kidding, channel surf between CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and Al Jazeera, you want to be clear about it, and you'll watch them cover the same event, and you'll think around four different planets.
Yes.
So at least three, and add the BBC in there too, and at least four of them are obviously lying. And I'll tell you a secret. They're all, what's the medical term I'm looking for? FOS. So, full of stool. Anyway, so turn that stuff off, unless you're enjoying it. If you enjoy the drama, have fun with it. But when you find yourself grinding your teeth, that leads us to type 2 sugar addiction, which is where you get irritable when hungry. You get those feed me now or I will kill you moments. If you have that, if anybody gets between you and that cupcake, they are dead, that kind of stuff. You're a type 2 sugar addict, which is low adrenal. And the adrenal gland, Jeff, is a stress handler in the body. Like you know, it's basically is made to handle day-to-day stress, and then it's made to fire up and put out adrenaline and cortisol. To you know, you see a polar bear running after you, those things crank up and you run. You know? So it's made for quick bursts of energy for what are called fight or flight reactions, where you either run or you're going to fight that polar bear. And it used to be that alarm went off every 6 months. You know, how often do you see a polar bear? But nowadays, that alarm goes off every couple minutes. You hit a red light, you're late for work, off it goes. You know, you get your boss looks at you funny, off it goes. You turn on the TV set, that thing's firing like crazy because of the nonsense they're feeding you to make it scared so you keep watching. And that's why we see the polarization these days. You know, look at the elections, look at things like that. And most polarized it's ever been because the media is feeding people this message to crank their adrenals up. And those poor adrenal glands, after a while, get exhausted. And you're on constant fight-or-flight mode, but then it fizzles out and you're exhausted. So you get what's called wired and tired. But that irritability when hungry, and if you're not sure, ask your spouse or your friends, hey, do I get irritable or hungry? And if they nod their head up and down real fast, kind of look away a bit, it's like, okay, you got it. So how do you treat it? There's a wonderful mix called Adrenaplex. And you take those in the morning, you're going to find it smooths that out through the day. It's a really, really nice combination. And just try it. You'll know within 3-4 days. You're going to be, you know, your spouse will stop running out of the room when you get cross-eyed at them. You'll feel better. And if you have a friend who gets irritable and hungry, make him a gift of the Adrenaplex. And you'll do that. And then turn off the TV set when things don't feel good. The TV set is meant to entertain you. Same with the radio, the rest. And if what you're listening to does not feel good, realize this is not news. Most of it is a made-up dramatization. Turn it off. And you'll find your adrenals will feel so much better. You also want to cut down the sugar and increase your salt intake, because if you salt restrict with low adrenal, you will crash and burn. So those are simple things that you can do, and you do that, and your sugar cravings are going to go away.
I think there's a lot of people in the number two category.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whole lot of us out there. And it's funny, I used to be married to somebody who was that. And I asked my five-year-old son back then, how do you handle your mom, you know? And, oh, he just laughed and said, when she gets away, I feed her. And then I said, ah. And then 5 years later, he told me, hey, Dad, I do that for you, too. We both had it. So, yeah, I've been there, done that, too.
So I'm curious about the third kind.
Okay, the third kind are what I call the happy Twinkie hunter. You're not irritable, but you're going through the cabinets and something sweet would be nice. And if you have that, especially if you have nasal congestion, post-nasal drip, you clear your throat a lot kind of stuff, sinusitis, and, you know, those kind of things. Or if you have irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, diarrhea, alternating constipation kind of stuff, those are signs of candida or yeast overgrowth. People say, well, how about vaginal candida? And that's the tip of the iceberg. You know, but most people who have it, it's not in that relatively small area. It's in the, 12 to 18 foot of gut of intestines where you have the candida overgrowth. And yeast grow by fermenting sugar. And the sugar have developed a way to say, feed me. So when they're hungry, they put out a chemical in their bloodstream. We haven't isolated yet, but they'll find it. One of these days, and they bother looking for it. And it basically causes sugar craving. And there you are, rooting through the cabinets for something sweet to eat. Now, when you treat the candida, and for that you want a good probiotic, and that can make a really nice difference for you, you want to avoid the sugar because that feeds the yeast. I will use a medication, Diflucan, for 6 weeks. That one day that they give for the vaginitis is not going to cut it. But you want 6 weeks of the Diflucan. There are herbals, crayfish seed extract would be a nice one, berberine, tannins. But again, there's a very nice probiotic called Colon and Bowel and probiotic. And you take those one a day, and you're going to find that you do these simple things. And after a while, your sugar cravings are going to go down. And not just that, you're going to have the... you'll be able to breathe through your nose again, and your gut's going to settle down. So the colon and bowel probiotic, what makes that so strong, besides the 20 billion bacteria that it has, that I don't really care how many bacteria are in a probiotic. I care that those healthy bacteria survive to make it to the colon where they belong. Because usually most probiotics, 99.9% of them, will be killed by the stomach acid. And those dead bacteria don't put up much of a fight against the yeast. The colon and bowel probiotic has a very high amount of strains that are called acid resistant, so they survive the travel to the stomach. So take one a day of those, and you'll find a great big difference in terms of how your gut feels, and you'll see your sugar cravings will go down over time as you get rid of the yeast.
I want to remind everybody to stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what your favorite, healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned here in the show. For more information on understanding the sugar blues and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. As a reminder, don't forget to visit Dr. Teitelbaum's webpage. It's endfatigue.com, and a great book for your library, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, the cutting-edge program that cures your type of sugar addiction and puts you on a road to feeling great and losing weight, by Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Today's topic on sugar blues is important. I want to make sure to remind you about the people who make this show possible. Give me 30 seconds, and we'll get right back with you on the title topic of the day, which is sugar blues.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
Dr. Teitelbaum, one quick question. I know we have a little bit of time. The fourth kind of sugar person?
Well, the fourth kind of sugar addiction is menopause or menopause, okay, where around your menses, you start to get irritable, anxious, depressed, and you take sugar to bring up your mood. So using the bioidentical hormones can be very helpful for that. The testosterone in men, and again, testosterone using the bioidentical in the healthy amounts, not the super, you know, poison, you know, kinds that you'll see at the gym sometime. But the healthy amounts really can help a lot. You'll find the studies show that metabolic syndrome decreases a lot when you optimize testosterone in men. In women, the bioidentical estrogen and progesterone can make a big difference. So if your sugar cravings are mostly around your menses in women, or around perimenopause, then you really want to go ahead. And there's nice products that you can have. It's funny. If you want to help balance it, you'll see a Curamed, which is a special form of curcumin, which is wonderful. I mean, you'll see that if I have anybody that I have with cancer, you know, or to prevent, you know, things like that. But the depression, you'll find head-on studies, the Curamed is as or more effective. But you'll have one that will be that has DIM in it also that will really help to balance out the estrogen balance in women. So there's all these simple things you can do that will make a great big difference for people and to help as you go through change of life. So whether you have the want to see the hormones or whether you just want to go even just with the diindol methane, you know, all kind of different things like that. The Curamed plus Stim Complex, very nice way to help balance your estrogen.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com and look for the on-demand podcast of the shows available at Radio MD. I thank you all for listening, and to my wonderful guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, remember to visit his webpage, endfatigue.com. Have a great day, and be well.